Look, the Freddy Peralta story is really sad and depressing. I mentioned a few Ricos ago that it's made me appreciate Mike Hampton. I look back at the era of Mike Hampton and I say, you know what? That was a good Met. He came over in similar circumstances. The Mets gave up a lot of pressure to be a top of the rotation arm. And he was. He was really good. He was a really, really good Met. So at some point, I may want to get Mike Hampton on the Rico. So all these years later, I can say, not that he cares, I finally appreciate you. I think I used to joke about why does he come to Old Timers Day? I now appreciate Mike Hampton. It is not easy to come over here as a potential rental, and get the job done. And Freddy Peralta has been the complete opposite. From the moment Sunday's game started, it was so typical. He gives up the leadoff double to Otani. He gets the big ground out of Andy Páez, and then Freddie Freeman puts him in the dryer, fouling pitches off. Before you know it, even when Peralta gets him out, his pitch count is now near 18. Then he walks Max Muncy, another laborious at-bat. And by the time the first inning is done, you know Freddie's not going more than five innings. He's already secured it. Second inning, pitches a 1-2-3 inning, gets helped out by good defense. Tyrone Taylor, what else is new? Throwing out Teoscar Hernandez, trying to stretch a single into a double. And then the third inning comes around, gives up a leadoff double to the ninth place hitter, to Eleazar Alfonso, who has 14 at-bats and is the backup to the backup to the backup behind the plate. And even after he strikes out Otani, he walks Páez. He gives up that double to Freddie Freeman again, despite the Dodgers not coming through with runners in scoring position. Productive out by Max Muncy, grounding out. And boom, it's 2-1. Mets give him an early lead on the RBI hit by Francisco Lindor. Freddie Peralta gives it back. Fourth inning, it's the defense. What else is new? We talked about the defense from Saturday in game two of this series. This time it's Jared Young. Ground ball to first base. At the bare minimum, there should be an out. The bare minimum, there should be a runner on second, one out. With the 8-9 hitters coming up, Jared Young boots it. Dodgers have 2-1 and nobody out. Teoscar Hernandez singles, bases loaded, nobody out. Then you get that comebacker that Freddie Peralta can't field cleanly. And then Brett Beatty, who's playing second base, is just not aware of the base runner to know he's got all the time in the world to get Hernandez at second and, dare I say, turn a double play. But the problem with Freddie at this point, and you could cite the Jared Young error all you want, is that his pitch count was so nuts. Even before the Mets made the miscues, he was at 70 pitches through three innings. 70! It's the same thing every 5 days. You know, when they traded for Freddie Peralta and we went through his game logs, I remember it happened kind of late in the Freddie Peralta Rico. We're like, wow, yeah, it really doesn't go deep into games. And we kind of excused it away as, all right, you know what? If you're going to pitch to a 3.5 ERA and you're a six inning guy, we'll find a way to live with it. Well, he has now made 22 starts this year. Six of them, of the 22, he's given you six or more innings. That's not a good percentage. He has now had, after this one, seven starts of five innings or less. Seven starts of his 22. He's had more starts in which he goes fewer than five than more than six. That cannot happen. Now, you compare that to last season. Just, again, let's get some perspective on Freddie Peralta. Well, last year, he had, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 starts in which he went six or more innings. You know how many times he went five or less? Again, this year he's done it seven times. Last year, three times. And one of them doesn't even count because they took him out after two innings on the last day of the season. So that was a predetermined, we're getting ready for the postseason. There were only two starts the entire season in which he failed to go five innings. And yet this year, it's routine. Now, Freddie gave all the right answers after the game. Do you think this is your last start as a Met? He said yes. He admitted that he has been a failure here. He has admitted that he's been a disappointment here. Like, he is self-aware that this hasn't gone well. So it's nothing personal. I think he's handled this as well as you could in terms of acceptance and the way he's communicated with the media about it, but this is a results-based business. And what he did on Sunday was just very typical of what he has done every 5 days when given the baseball. Four innings, six hits, three runs, two earned, 93 pitches. Just can't happen.